This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. My brand new hot tub from Creative Energy just arrived. And wow, it's a total relaxation game changer. And you can create your own personal paradise too. Just visit creativeenergy.com for all their store locations. My location, San Rafael. What's up, Cole? Hey, this is already over. We've been watching this all morning, sort of waiting to see if the all-female crew, the Blue Origin Shepherd space penis would launch or not.
It did.
It's very phallic looking.
It is?
Oh, my God. Sure. Take a look at it.
It's over there?
The top capsule. Oh, no.
I don't have it.
It has like the top capsule, very helmet-esque. And then you've got this long, I don't know, I guess it's the fuel pack. I'm not sure. The rocket booster. Just very, I don't know. It's where my mind goes.
Well, okay.
So it's already, here we go. Yeah, actually, there it is taking off. It's got a solid phallic. Like, wow, look at that thing. Huh. Imagine that. So anyway, the girls got in and the girls are home safely.
Thank goodness.
I know, right? Did you see them in their outfits? They're so cute.
I didn't.
They're beautiful. They're like, there's a shot. I don't know if that's like a navy, like a bright navy. It's sort of a dark blue with black accents. They've got bell bottoms on the bottoms of their space. They're the one piece, like jumpsuit looking thing. They look fantastic.
Can you?
Sure. What do you need?
Who are they?
Well, the first one is Lauren Sanchez, mm-hmm. who is Jeff Bezos' fiance still, right? They're not married yet.
That'll be the biggest event in the history of
all
events.
Time. Yes. I think we heard it might be off the coast of Italy on the mega
Venice.
Yacht.
Venice is where they're saying.
Okay. Wherever. I mean, they could even just honeymoon on the yacht. Honestly, do these people even need a honeymoon? Isn't their whole life one big honeymoon? So Katy Perry is also on this flight.
How's she doing?
I didn't see an interview with her yet, but I did just see a little bit of an interview with Lauren Sanchez. They went up. The whole thing is 11 minutes. It's like, hold on. It's 2 to 3 minutes after liftoff of ascent. Then you get up to about 62 miles up, which is, I guess they consider that the very edge of space.
Okay.
They reach space within 3 minutes or so. Then you float around for a few minutes. You get 3 to 4 minutes of total weightlessness. You unbuckle, you do flips. Some people barf. It's up to you, really, you know, how strong your stomach is. You take some pictures. And then apparently that's when the capsule separates from the booster. And then they start falling back down to Earth. So now... gravity has resumed, and then the giant parachutes deploy, and they touch down in the Texas desert 11 minutes later. It's so fast. You probably wait in line at Starbucks longer than this whole thing takes. It's incredible.
You're probably right. And by the way, I don't think anyone chooses the barf.
Like,
it's
you don't
up
think
to
that's...
you say, I don't,
sure. Well,
and
I mean,
not
you
anyone
can...
went, you know what I'd like to do?
I think I'm just going to let it go. Hopefully they have solid... barf catching bags up there, because that's in weightlessness.
Come on, though. That's one of the awful things in the world. No one wants to. Yeah, no one wants that.
Yeah. Well, sometimes if you're not feeling good, you do want it. Sometimes. Not all the time. But when you're not feeling good and you know that's coming, when I know it's coming, I'm like, let's just get this over with. Get out the poison. Get the poison out.
At all. Mm. Ever.
I think deep down you like it. So there's an aerospace engineer.
You're not listening to me. I hate it. Mm.
Aerospace engineer Aisha Bowe, journalist Gail King, producer Carrie-Anne Flynn, and activist Amanda Nguyen. And then Lauren Sanchez and Katy Perry. So six women in space. They say, I think it's the first time, first like only women in space since like a Russian cosmonaut went up.
Yeah, there was one single flight with one single female.
With one single female. So they look smashing. I have to say, those outfits they're just great. They're very demure. So demure, so classy. But they're also bell bottoms. Yeah, I like it. There's a lot of style going on there. Because I'm sure Lauren was like, I don't know, I'm going to need a little bit more legroom.
Well, she had to be in on it, right?
You would think, right? There she is, looking fantastic. So she was really emotional in this post-landing. I just watched a little bit of it because we were about to go on the air. But it has to be exhilarating. I feel that. I was thinking about her over the weekend. Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos have been together for a few years now.
Okay.
And they were friend couples, he and his wife and her either husband or fiance. I think she was married. And they broke up with their respective spouses and got together. And she's done a lot of stuff to her face.
Yeah.
And I'm always wondering, is that why I'm like anti her? Like, what is it about? But they do seem happy together. She seems genuinely moved by this experience. And I don't know why I have to be such a bitch about everything.
So you don't like her? And you can't even put your finger on why.
And so that is why I've decided I do like her. Why do I have to be a hater about that? Like, good for her. She and Jeff Bezos have found love. He sees something in her. She sees something in him. Quite a few somethings, it would appear. They're marrying. They don't have to marry each other.
Well, there's a reason to want to marry that guy.
Oh, sure. Yes. But
she was
married
before.
So they were both married. Yeah. Like, isn't it possible that they fell in love and I don't have to be such a bitch about it?
Yeah.
Man, that spaceship looks like a wiener. It's just unbelievable. It even has like a vein going down the side of it. I don't understand it.
I think why even a scenario so where you have decided to love someone, you know what I mean? You pick it up.
Because I'm like, that guy's rich. I've decided to love him.
Well, but I mean, you also, there's things you must do in a relationship where you've decided to love someone.
Mm-hmm.
They need to feel that love and you need to be able to fake that well enough that it's...
If you're not actually feeling it, you need to be an awesome actress.
But I think you can live a great life if you say to yourself, this person provides me all the things I've always hoped and dreamed for, and his ask of me is hardly anything. It's almost nothing.
I do logically see where that could be a thing. Uh-huh. I find that to be desperately depressing. Like, to think that you are going to live a lie in order to have material gain. I think that that's...
So you hate her?
I don't hate her. I think that they are in... You're real on the fence about love. This. I think they're in love. I've decided that that's what I think. I don't know if it's true or not. I feel like if that's what she's doing, how incredibly sad for her.
Okay. I never think of them at all.
Oh, well, look at the same stuff I do, I guess.
I would like to think that they do. I would like to think they do love each other.
Yes.
I would also like to think that if she's chosen to love him, that she's happy and he's happy.
Mm.
And everybody's getting what they need from that scenario.
Right.
I mean, you talk very frankly about, let's say, and I'm not calling her a hooker by any stretch, but I'm saying you talk about the exchange. Everyone gets what they need and it should be legal. And I don't disagree with you.
Sure.
Like, there's two people who've decided I need this and you need that. Let's go make a transaction. Right. I'm not against that.
I don't know why, if he wasn't in love, he would be interested in that kind of transactional thing. He really could go. I mean, sometimes I think it's probably pretty lonely being a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so lonely. Oh, I'm so sad. But it like that you get to that point in your life and there's literally no one who doesn't want something from you. There's no one to trust. Like, you almost are whittled down to the pool of people that you trusted before the amazing thing happened to you. Mm. And so maybe they were in love and they broke up their respective families and now they're together. And, you know, why do I have to be such a bitch about it? Why can't I just trust it?
No, it was Bill Gates that was just saying the biggest regret was it. Didn't you tell us that last week? The biggest regret I have is my divorce.
Oh, I don't remember him. I don't remember that quote.
Oh, you don't?
I thought he was talking about some other thing that he was doing with his money or something. Oh, it was about not giving the kids
money. Okay. Well, I read somewhere then, if you didn't tell it to me, that he was saying his biggest regret was his divorce. And I thought, I can see that.
Mm. Well, think about how lovely a family is. Okay, maybe you're not having the kind of sex you had back in the early days. You still have kids and holidays and family time and family jokes and family. It's really hard to give that up.
I have a friend, her name's Rachel Federoff. She used to be on Millionaire Matchmaker.
Mm-hmm. Rachel Federoff.
Yeah, and she's a matchmaker. And these and I asked her, like, how much do these people spend to get matched up? And she's like, sometimes up to $30,000. Like, so rich people really do, you know, well, I don't think they have a hard time with it, but they are definitely like.
It must be really difficult, though, to never, like, let's say that Lauren Sanchez is in it for his money and she knows he loves her. So she's lying to him and saying, like, how awful would it be to have everything and everyone around you is lying?
I'm so lonely.
Yeah.
Well, so
it would be really sad. It's really sad. So I,
or she's
I
like,
wish them all the happiness in the world.
You know what's going to happen to you tonight when you get home? You are going to get it good. And he's like, I am so happy.
Maybe.
This is the me living my best life. She's going to put the hammer down on me and I'm going to love every second of it.
Okay, off to my tennis lesson. I got a new tennis pro. Woo.
Have a good one.
I don't know. I would want someone to not be lying when they said that they loved me. So I wish that for them. I hope that the richest guy in, well, I guess he's the second richest. I don't really know. I'm not keeping track of that. One of the richest guys. I hope they're really happy together. Because how great would it be? I don't hate her. I just, you know, I don't really know her. So then that was another part of my reasoning with myself this weekend. Like, why do you have such feelings about her? Is it just the facial surgery?
How much time did you spend thinking about her?
I was thinking about her for a while. You know, John was watching golf. I'm sitting there thinking about Lauren Sanchez. What? I like to have thoughts on things. Keeps me occupied. Amy Lou Wood. She of the beaver teeth. Now, that's mean. Apparently. She's been happy to talk about her her teeth, and you know that's her thing and whatever. She's, if you haven't seen her on White Lotus or Sex Education, she's got pretty serious buck teeth. Like, that's, there's no real other way to say that. Nobody got her any orthodontry, and they just went, that's adorable, keep those, and it works for her. Like, she just looks like a little rabbit. She's adorable. So. Am I saying something wrong? Because I feel like that's what she looks like. So anyway, she's mad about the mean and unfunny Saturday Night Live bit that happened this weekend. Now, I normally try to watch Saturday Night Live on a Sunday, and I'll watch it today. But there was golf all day yesterday, and one of us can't walk around, so they're in charge of the TV.
You don't have a second TV in that house?
We do, but my comfy seat is in the main room, so I like to sit there. And I read a book or, you know, play games on my computer, so I don't care. And he wants to talk about, I can tell, like, John broke his foot last week, if you missed that. He broke his foot, and oh my God, my life got so much harder. Okay, so Amy Lee Wood from The White Lotus, she has been pretty vocal lately. I can tell she's getting to the end with the talk about the teeth. She was saying, you know, it's like, can somebody notice that I was also a good actress in this? Would that be something people could notice?
As a person that watches and listens to and consumes media like everyone else, mm-hmm. maybe probably more than anyone else, my opinion is that the big mistake she made was welcoming the original questions and trying to be a good sport about it, and it opened it up worldwide for everyone to go, oh, the teeth.
We gotta talk about the teeth.
If she'd have said, it's rude and I don't want to hear it from go, she probably would have shut all this stuff down. But then she probably would have come off like, wow, what a jerk. Like, like we can't see your giant buck teeth. They're right out there in front of your face.
Right.
So dead center.
They did a thing called the White POTUS on SNL. They did a whole
POTUS.
As in the president of the United States.
Okay, right.
And so playing the family that they have there is it's Trump and Melania. And Melania's like the Parker posing. She barely has her eyes open. And all these people, they're not rich like us. Which if you watched White Lotus, you know what I'm talking about. So it's them, it's their family. Then it's like, you know, it's the Donald Trump Jr. and Eric. And then Ivanka is the one who's away with the Buddhists and is like, I can't, you know, it just seemed like it wasn't organic. So that's that family. And then one of the other, I think her name is Sarah Sherman. She's funny. I think she's from YouTube too. I want to say she was like an internet TV person and now she's a regular.
Congratulations on that jump.
She's so good. She's really, really funny. Yeah. So she has the buck teeth and she's doing that whole thing. And she's there with RFK Jr.
Who's play the clip?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you have it ready?
Here we go.
It's John Hamm playing RFK Jr.
I have this syringe full of active measles virus. I just want to stab somebody with it, you know? You know, I mean, I'm having these insane ideas. Like, what if we took all the fluoride out of the drinking water? But what would that do to people's teeth?
Fluoride? What's that? Oh, look, a monkey.
I'm gonna go kill it and eat it.
Okay, so if you've watched White Lotus, you'll get every joke in this. It's so funny.
I don't.
Lizzo does a quick, she was the musical guest. She does a quick thing as the lady who's trying to start her own spa. And she goes, oh, look, there's $5 million in my account. Last week it was $20 million. Yeah. Oh, boy.
If and you watch White cried, Lotus, this will be one of the funniest things SNL has done in a long time.
Hilarious.
Really? It is so funny. It's really clever, really, really good.
So she didn't get it. Or she just went, I'm the butt of the joke. It's not funny.
So she's bummed about it. She thinks it's mean. By the way, it's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You don't have to go searching for it. It's right there. So her quote on this is, she called it, she says, yeah, take the P for sure. That's something that the Brits say. I'm not sure if I can say that. That's what the show is about. But there must be a cleverer, more nuanced, less cheap way. At least get the accent right. Seriously. She said it was mean.
Oh, jeez.
I did find the SNL thing mean and unfunny. Such a shame because I had such a great time watching it a couple weeks ago. So here's the thing, though, Amy, if I could just for a second just talk to Amy. If SNL does a send up on you, it means you've made it. Like that is, I feel like that is an incredibly high honor. Like they put you into that skit. Of course you belonged in that skit because it was called the White POTUS. But it's just, you should look at that as a compliment. I think that, you know, any kind of, it's flattery, I think. Don't be mad about it. She says she's received apologies from SNL. She didn't say from who. But they're saying she was kind of mad about it, and I think she's nuts. That's a high honor. I think it's great. I mean, unless they were... Actually, I suppose it's not that high on honor for some people. There's definitely things that they do that are super mean, but I thought that was just darling.
Well, I do think once you've made it into pop culture, you are a target.
Right.
It's possible you could...
Like or dislike.
Lambasted.
Nice.
Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly.
Yes.
Hi, Linda Tripp.
Oh, my God. Right? And every other political figure throughout history, like everybody gets it on that show.
Who did that? Goodman?
It was John Goodman.
Yeah. And it was one of their, like, and there's
so good. Excellent.
I mean, awful, but very much right. Like, yeah.
Solid wig. Nice. Mickey Rourke has been kicked off Celebrity Big Brother in Britain.
Oh, no.
Yes, Vinny, your hands up.
Is he wearing a wig?
I think so. I can't imagine that that's real hair. He has had so much done.
It's a disaster, I understand.
Mm.
But on top of that, there does appear to be either a shaved head with a wig on top.
That's what I think.
Although
I didn't watch long segments of the show. I've only seen like some of the clips that they're talking about.
I only see still photos. I've never even seen him.
So he had a very short run on the show. We had heard last week. I don't know if I got to it or not, but he'd used like a JoJo Siwa is also on this. They gather celebrities from everywhere, I guess. And he used a gay slur on her. And now they bounced him. They say inappropriate language and unacceptable behavior. Celebrity Big Brother in the UK. It started with the comments to JoJo Siwa about her sexuality. They say he also displayed threatening and aggressive behavior toward some contestant on something called Love Island. I don't know. The guy's name's Chris Hughes.
The last time I saw him, he was, is it the Spider-Man or is it Iron Man?
I think it was Iron Man. He was Iron like Man. The kind of metal looking guy.
Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2. He was excellent.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know this guy. I take it back. At one time, he was the hottest thing going. And I don't even know the time frame.
I would say.
Was he in 9.5 weeks?
I don't know.
Barfly was another big movie of his. It was in the 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say 80s and maybe into the early 90s. It felt like he was just a thing for a while.
And then he went away and then he came back with The Wrestler. That was the movie that like kind of brought him back.
Oh,
but that was not that long ago. When was The Wrestler?
2008.
Okay. So and he was already looking really questionable.
Which is a long time ago.
Yeah,
Is it a long time? I guess it is kind of a long time ago. No, that feels like the 2000s. That's definitely yesterday.
When was Iron Man 2? What year would that have been?
2010.
Okay, so that's the big movie, The Wrestler, then the comeback with the spider. He was great in it, but it played to his awkward, weird looks.
Yes.
Like he couldn't
like they
just,
used those to their advantage.
Right, right. So I don't know.
He can't just be like a lead, not a leading man anymore.
He can't do 9.5 weeks again.
No.
But at that time, was that Kim Basinger?
Yeah, I think so. Who else is in that? That's actually a pretty big cast.
But I remember it being a huge hit.
He was in a boxing movie, too.
He is a former boxer, and that is part of the problem with his face, is he has had his face smashed. He's had over 140-something fights.
Oh, my God.
So he has been fighting and...
That'll do it.
Been punched a lot.
Mm. Well, anyway, he's been thrown off of Celebrity Big Brother. There's an actress by the name of Bella Thorne who, as he's getting thrown off of this show, she's like, he was my all-time worst experience working on a movie. She said, this effing dude, gross. I had to work with this man in a scene where I'm on my knees with my hands zip-tied around my back. He's supposed to take a metal grinder to my kneecap, and instead he used it on my woman area through my jeans, hit it over and over again. I had bruises on my pelvic bone.
Oof. What?
Yeah, that's just what. Look, I'm just reading her quote. Mickey's reps say he adamantly denies any intentional misconduct on that. And by the way, so I'm like, okay, what movie? Right around the time that she references is a horror film that she worked with him on called Girl, which was from in 2020.
Yeah, that had to be it.
It's right. What else could it have been?
Yeah.
So there's that. Okay, Vincenzo, what's coming up in the news?
Pickles after these.
Oh, I love pickles.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I'll ever do. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday all day. Woo. So fun. Woo. Keep it here, though. We've got outside lens tickets all day long. Your first chance to win is coming up at 8.05.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Protect your home with ATCO Pest Control.
Oh.
Termites silently destroy your home. ATCO Pest Control stops them with expert treatment. Visit ATCO, A-T-C-O, pestcontrol.com today. Mention Sarah and Vinny and get 10% off any termite treatment. That's right, us.
Hello.
This show.
We're worth 10% off.
Sarah and Vinny get you 10% off any termite treatment. Protect your biggest investment at Echo Pest Control. Stopping termites before they start.
It's solid.
Mm.
Your home. It's such a big investment.
Yep. Mostly sunny today and warm.
Nice. The weather's turning so beautiful.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
At last time I checked, tomorrow is tax day. Like, they're due. Mm. Don't blow it.
Mm. And if you don't have them done, you got to file for an extension by tomorrow.
Right. Also coming up this Sunday, just while we're, you know, running down the things, Easter.
Oh.
Easter Sunday this Sunday, everyone. And the Warriors begin the playoffs at home versus Memphis tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Warriors.
Come on, Warriors.
Warriors.
All right. I teased you with pickles.
I love pickles.
It's a fast fact, everyone.
Oh, I love a fast fact.
I know you do.
What's it? What kind of pickle are we talking about here?
Vlasic pickles used a stork as a mascot because pregnant women are known to crave pickles. Where's the backlash? Where's the riot?
There is no riot.
What?
They're not wrong. Yeah, that's a good idea. I didn't realize that. It makes perfect sense, though.
You can get away with that kind of stereotyping in this day and age?
I don't know. I didn't really think about it.
I'm outraged.
I'm not out. Are you on whose behalf? On behalf of whom?
I don't know.
There is outrage.
Yeah, just generalized. Got to have something to be outraged about. That's the way these days.
For the original Nintendo to be compatible with European TVs, there had to be special versions of the games that ran 17% slower and were actually much easier as a result.
Oh. Yeah, it's very interesting to think that that's, they run slower. And so
that does lead me to my next story, which I know we've talked about how a lot of stories come out about a particular generation.
Yes. Yep.
Boomers and their okay boomer. Okay, that's actually Gen Y being mean to boomers with their okay boomer. Either way, all this stuff, and you're like, when did we become like mad at each other just for being different ages? So weird.
I don't know.
People are sharing the most Gen X things they can think of.
Oh, okay.
And they say it's pretty interesting.
Is it just the flannel shirts that you guys both have on?
I do have a flannel shirt on. You're right.
It's a very Gen X thing.
What's up, buddy?
Well, my mom used to buy these for me when I was a boy because she'd had just about enough of me leaving my jackets everywhere.
So here's something that I care less about you losing
the
than
$2
your
flannel from Sears was a much more cost efficient,
much more disposable than your $25 jacket.
I'll admit I adopted them in the 90s. As soon as I got to college, that was the uniform
we're all wearing, right?
No, I used to come home and my mom would, it was like where is your jacket?
Who knows? I went to several places today and I was on a bus for a while, so.
I do not know where that jacket is. And if you remember the argument we had when I said, I don't want my jacket.
Yeah.
You've got to bring your jacket. It's freezing
out. It's cold out there.
Next to some stolen plywood in a field somewhere.
Right. Some fox has made it its home, dragged it off into the woods.
You already know me so well.
Yeah, that's right.
Gen X, everyone. So here's a few of the things that are kind of exclusive to Gen X. Gen X is old enough to remember and appreciate life before the internet and cell phones, but we're young enough to transition into that world without a hitch.
Yeah, that is true. We were the crossover generation.
My sister and I would call the local radio station to request a song, and then we'd sit there with a tape at the ready to hit record play as soon as they played our song.
Yep.
Yes.
We'd repeat that That's about real. 10 times, and then you got a nice mixtape.
Yeah.
And then when I became a DJ, I was so annoyed with all the kids that would call me and bug me for requests all the time.
These are things.
Yes.
This is a little BuzzFeed story about Gen X. People are sharing the most Gen X things they can think of. and finding porn in the woods while BMXing.
That is like so specific and yet so how every boy found his porn. Yeah, I was riding my bike through the woods.
We also had a dumpster. My neighborhood led into the back of the Safeway right around the corner from my house.
Okay.
There was like a stairway and you'd go through this stairway path right into the back of Safeway.
It opened up there.
And so the back of Safeway is where the trucks would drop the food off and there were dumpsters there.
Weird. It always smells garbagey back there. Yeah. You ever notice that behind a supermarket?
That's where we lived. Mm. We spent lots of times back there.
Right.
Skateboarding and then for whatever reason, digging through the trash. Mm. And you might find a stash of, you know, inspiration there as well. And be like, oh my God!
Bingo!
What do I do?
Nazi!
I'm gonna touch it!
I better hide it in the woods.
Right.
I'm gonna pick it up!
What else would I do? I can't leave it here.
Never thought twice about picking them up.
Oh, yeah.
No, you didn't, but I'm saying now I look back.
Oh, yeah, now.
I'm digging in trash and picking up random dirty magazines that have clearly been thrown away.
And used over and over.
Yep.
Well, these pages are, I don't even know what's in there. Go to the next page.
Crank calls.
Oh, yeah. Crank calls were
crank
great.
Crank calls had a minute.
They did.
And it was for Gen X.
It was great. We loved crank calling people and just like messing around on the phone and just spending hours on the phone in general. But then there was Star 69. Where you could call somebody back, and then there was then call, you could call, what's the name of that? Where you could see that somebody.
Caller ID.
Caller ID, yeah. That was a whole thing. Oh my God.
And we had the Jerky Boys.
We did have the Jerky Boys. That's right. The Jerky Boys did this whole album. They put out a whole album of torturing people.
That came out about in the 90s though, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we were in college.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I was in college around that time.
Yeah. Was that the 80s?
No, that was the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little younger than you guys.
But that was its peak because right after that, it became so freaking illegal to call people and use their voice.
You couldn't record them.
It had to be a scripted show and not an actual real life call.
Mm-hmm. You remember too, we even call waiting, which now kids are like, call waiting, what are you talking about? It was, right, you'd be able to switch over to another one. But in the olden days, someone's phone could be slightly off the hook and just all day there'd just be a busy signal. You'd call someone, you'd be like, oh my God, they've been on the phone all day. You'd be waiting for people to get off the phone. And somebody could pick up another extension at your house. You couldn't have a private call. Your brother knew you were on the phone, so he was listening to every word you said. You have to lift it up so quietly and not be like, breathing into the phone. You remember all that, right?
Sure. I mean...
Did Keith used to listen to your phone calls?
No, I don't think that.
Did your mom used to?
No, I don't think I had that particular problem. And I when you said the hang up thing, that makes, I definitely, you know, Jason Sisko would go, meet me at Colony Park. And I'd go, okay. You throw the phone down and run for it and realize I didn't hang
I
that
left
up.
It off,
I didn't even try to hang that
I
up.
I left it off the hook and I'm going to need to call my mom for a ride later. So unless she realizes that the phone's off the hook, it's going to be busy all day.
Yep. All day. That's a very good point.
Mm.
That happened. I relate
just
to that.
Busy. Mm.
I don't really relate to the watch how you're breathing on the call.
Yeah, you have to be really quiet or they're going to know you're listening.
Hair crimpers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I used to love my hair crimper.
Riding bikes with no helmets.
Oh, never even heard of a helmet.
And buying smokes for my dad at the store.
Smokes and beer.
You bought smokes and beer.
They let you bring beer too?
Yeah.
I can't believe they would let you buy it.
It's a tiny little town. They knew I lived, you know, a block away. They knew my mom, and yeah, they had no problem doing that.
Would you have a note from her, or you'd just say?
No,
so
just
you
walk in,
just
get her her Michelob
and
her Benson and Hedges.
She was a Michelob lady, huh?
Michelob and
my
Benson
first
and
six pack I ever bought for myself as a person with a legal ID was a pack of Michelob.
The first six pack I ever bought with a fake ID.
With a fake
or
ID.
Or maybe even didn't have fake ID. It might have been the store that sold the kids until they were, of course, caught and, you know,
shut
closed down.
Right.
But I bought a six pack of Miller Genuine Draft, which at that time was a brand new beer.
Wow.
And it's, you know, I don't know if do they even make that anymore?
I think so.
No.
Miller Genuine Draft?
No.
I think they've rebranded. It's called MGD.
No.
Yeah, they still have it.
They do?
Yeah, Miller Genuine Draft.
But I just, when you said that, the first six pack I ever bought, I remember scoring a six pack.
MGD, an American style light lager.
You guys were fancy. I think my first was called National Bohemian, and it was like hams or something.
Oh, I know hams.
Yeah,
I don't
have
know,
that
hams?
Here, but
oh, hams is a that's a beer. Place?
Yeah, National Bohemian was from Balmer.
H A double M, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
H A double M.
Drink it.
Arcades. This is a story about Gen X. Everyone, no other generation claimed them like we did. Before Gen X, graphics weren't good enough. After Gen X, you played at home on your own console.
Yep.
Lamppost Pizza and quite a few at Varsity Ice Cream Place. We would go to their like little arcade off to the side of the restaurant and just stay until
all your money was spent.
Four quarters were gone.
Right.
Because, you know, there wasn't a lot of money in being a kid.
There wasn't. It was very little money in being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't pay well.
Let's see here. Breakdancing is on the list of things specific to Gen X.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at scrambled softcore porn on cable.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Right. There was a Spice
after
channel.
After 11 o'clock at night.
Yep. My brother would sit there with that on. And he would just be like, don't talk to me. I'm pretty sure I see boobs. Pretty sure I could see boobs.
I would watch that and everyone would be upstairs asleep and I'd be like downstairs. In plain view.
Sound off.
Having myself.
Oh.
And then I'd be like.
How lovely for you.
Every crack, every creak. Oh, God. And I'd cover the whole show I'm up to. And then I'd be like,
oh,
that was nothing. Okay. Whew. And put it all back together, get the thing back on the TV and get back to it at every little creak in the house. Oh, God.
So you could make out enough. Because it was softcore. It wasn't like
it
a full on.
It didn't matter. What did I have to work with? I had Taxi, Mary Lou Henner.
Mm-hmm.
And
she was solidly gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm sure she still is.
I didn't. Yeah. Maybe. That's fun.
You didn't?
Not to her, no.
You never thought of Mary Lou Henner?
No.
Yeah, Vinny's a big Mary Lou Henner fan.
I mean, I'm a fan, but not as that. At
all
that age.
Those, whatever those at the actresses of that age, Adrienne Barbeau.
Oh, Adrienne Barbeau. Mm.
Yes. I liked Barbie Benton from the Playboy magazines. Yep.
Lonnie Anderson was on.
Oh, Lonnie Anderson.
She was on WKRP.
Linda
Evangelista?
No. Who played?
Evans?
Who played Wonder Woman?
Oh, Linda Carter.
Linda Carter, right.
Holy
she
Toledo.
Was a bombshell.
Yeah, that was a.
The most bombshelly bombshell of all the bombshells.
So perfect.
She
was
in the bank.
Beautiful. Dark hair, blue eyes, light blue eyes. Like she was. Stunning.
This is more Gen X stuff.
I'm sure.
Which will lead you to wonder how we survived. Putting baby oil on and baking in the sun. Mm-hmm. Literally cooking.
Yep. All
for summer as long as possible until you could not stand it.
Right.
I told my daughter on Saturday, I want you to go sit in the sun for 5 minutes. Like, get out of the house. Just be outside. Give yourself 5 minutes in the sun.
Yep.
Literally, like five.
Yes.
She comes in 2 minutes later. I was cooking out there. Oh my God. We used to do like 10 hours.
Right. Hours and hours.
Did you ever put sun in your hair too?
Yes. And turn your hair orange. Ugh. That stuff was the worst.
Yeah.
You've always been blonde. Why would you put that in?
Because everybody else was doing it. And
right.
I wanted to be blonder.
Hmm. Yeah. People would do like lemon juice in their hair and all kinds of things to lighten it up.
Let's see here. This is again about Gen X. Being the last generation to walk across the room to change the TV channel or fix the TV by pounding on it.
Right. Or
in just
holding,
the right spot.
You'd be holding the antenna. Your dad would be like, well, you have to stand there because it's perfect right now. And if you let go, it's going to go back to,
lived, I had to go outside and turn an antenna to change the channel.
Man, you really had it tough. I can't believe you had electricity, but not water. Jesus. I mean, I get it. You had a pump somewhere.
Yeah. But
to heat the water up on the stove.
That was a lot of fun in the winter. And it was always me, of course.
Well, you were the youngest.
Send the boy out.
Mm.
People are sharing the most Gen X things they can think of. And it's been pretty fun to sort of relive all these things. Most of them accurate.
Yeah.
Here's a couple more.
You don't even realize how specific to our generation they
Record
are.
Stores.
Yes.
You know what?
Hugging
one of
those.
The things that just to this day, I'm just I gotta say I'm heartbroken over it was the Tower Records in North Beach.
Yeah.
Tower. Mm-hmm. Like that was the one. Like there was a one still left.
It's like Columbus and Bay.
And it's that such yeah. a like hub and a spot yep. that you would see it's so a Walgreens. Regularly.
It has been for 20 years
right.
now.
Right.
Sucks. I know, and there were those they would have paintings up. On that wall, there's like a retaining wall in the back of the parking lot. And it would be like, you know, there's Hendrix and there's Janis Joplin. And so you drive by it and there it was just like the coolest place. But now it's gone. Record stores in general. Remember, every mall had like two record stores.
I used to supplement my my meager earnings in radio by taking CDs from the station and
the promo copies with the cut.
Yep.
Everybody yeah. did that, buddy.
That's how
everybody.
You ate a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. Lou's Records in Leucadia.
Mm.
Got a lot of those. They'd see me coming. Oh, somebody's got to eat.
So hungry. Yeah. Can I turn these into food?
I sure do.
Should have just had like boxes of Ritz crackers and, you know, or something there. Just here, this is what I have on offer. Go ahead, take it.
Yelling shotgun.
Oh, yeah. Is that not still happening? My kids say that still.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they want to ride up front and they want to be a shotgun.
I don't know.
I'm like, if I'm happy to sit in the back, I'll sit in the back.
Maybe when the second kid gets old enough to sit in the front seat, she'll want to compete
for that. So Isla's in the front seat now sometimes.
Isla can sit in the front seat.
That's great. God, that's a big day.
Let's see. Is there? Well, I better get to some text because I'm very much out of time.
Although when we were kids, Vin, hold on, you didn't have to sit. There were no booster seats or things. I remember being a little kid and like all three of us would be sitting in the front, like on a bench seat with my dad driving, no seat belts, nothing.
When I got my license, I do remember the my buddies screaming shotgun like while still in school in fifth period. Shotgun! It would be like.
Yeah, we're going to be here for two more hours.
It would be like, I think you have to be able to lay eyes on the yes. car before you can yell that. And so there was a lot going on with the shotgun as a boy. Amoeba and Hate is still popping.
Yeah.
Says 925. Yeah.
And is. Rasputin is there too. Sean always goes to the Hate and prowls. He's an album guy, a vinyl guy.
Sean.
But yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
That's my youngest kid.
Didn't he go on tour?
He did.
How did that go?
It went great. I saw a bunch of videos from it and it's like, it's weird. Like they're all, it's very electronic and he opened for this other act called Sorsha Dream. And who actually has a couple of players with them. And he just gets up there and sings. Just has his backing tracks going that he's recorded. And
was it like when you used to tour? You know.
I don't know. He didn't have videos of anybody that he banged afterward. Is that what you're asking?
I don't know that I would ask about videos, but I would like to think that the
I don't
times
know. He didn't,
haven't
weird.
Changed
he didn't,
too
he didn't
much.
Share that with his mom.
I would
Isn't
like
that weird?
To think that he would be all you.
Yeah,
I'm singing to you.
He has a steady, he's had a boyfriend for 2 years. They just celebrated their 2 year anniversary.
Oh, they're not allowed to do other people?
I'm going to assume no.
He doesn't share that with you, Mom?
Yeah, he doesn't share anything. I can't even believe I know he's been with Resi for 2 years. Like, I got a mystery man over here again. All right.
Yes. What's coming up
okay.
in the trash?
Coachella and a crazy look into Weezer's bassist's wife's life.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.